mind we could be walking round a zoo with the sun shining down over me and you. And there'll be love in the bodies of the elephants too. And I'll put my hands over your eyes, but you'll peek through. And there'll be sun, sun, sun all over our bodies. And sun.
Oh, I love our crew. Good morning. Bet you can guess what we're going to talk about next, Chris Vandercook.
I can, indeed. Because there's been a lot of concern about the loss of accreditation for the zoo, yeah?
That's right, and we're going to take a look at that this morning on The Conversation. Good morning, I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich. Now, you know that money is often at the heart of woes for city agencies, and that reason showed up again last week when the Honolulu Zoo failed to win accreditation from the Association of Zoos and Aquariums. The lack of consistent funding coupled with high turnover in management means that the zoo might have to wait or will have to wait a year before it can again attempt accreditation. So meanwhile, what's the plan? Honolulu City Council member Trevor Ozawa is the chair of the Executive Matters and Legal Affairs Committee. He joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
We've all been listening to the reports and all saying the same thing. Okay, these are the reasons why: lack of consistent funding, high turnover at the zoo director or in the zoo director position. But this also speaks to a deeper issue of how the zoo itself is structured and what's been happening on various levels, including at the city council, where you introduced a bill that was passed last year that would allow it to have sponsorship for major exhibits. What's been happening with that, that it's not helping the situation with consistent funding?
Well, nothing's been happening on the administration side. You're right. After the bill that I introduced was passed, allowing for zoo sponsorships, the mayor signed it into law, and now it's been probably at least 6 or 7 months since that bill has become a law. The Department of Enterprise Services was supposed to adopt administrative rules to get that program going, but I feel as if there hasn't been a sense of urgency. I visited the Woodland Park Zoo in Seattle in September, beginning of October, and I brought back actually zoo sponsorship rules and regulations that we could use and model our program after here. And since then, nothing has happened. I just feel like there's no sense of urgency, like I said, and I think this lack of accreditation now will light a fire under the department to get it going.
Often we see similar situations where something will fall on deaf ears and then there's a problem, and then the problem all of a sudden begins to be the reason for trying to shape change, that we always live in this level of crisis management. The way around that, though, might be a different structure, perhaps.
Right, right. I think there could be a different structure, corporate structure of the zoo, potentially. But I want to go back. I want to just say that, when I brought back those rules, I believe that the administration thought that we were going to pass accreditation. And I was just preparing for the worst. But also, I thought that it could help us pass accreditation if they saw that we did have a zoo sponsorship program that was thriving prior to their inspection of the zoo in November. So I gave them some adequate time to get things going, and I thought that would help. Now, you said another structure, and I couldn't agree more. Perhaps we need to have somebody in addition to the zoo director there helping out, maybe a chief operating officer of some sort, to really look at the business side of the zoo and how we're getting things done. Currently, the zoo falls under the Department of Enterprise Services. Department of Enterprise Services was created under Mayor Frank Fossey when he restructured the different departments at the city. And everything that fell under Enterprise Services was supposed to be business run, a profit-generating venture. So the Blaisdell, the zoo, etc. Currently, I don't think we're there. We have the Department of Enterprise Services director just really focusing on so many things. We got the Blaisdell redevelopment master plan planning. We've got McCoy Pavilion. We've got so many other things that he has to attend to. And then we got the zoo director who's worrying about all the animals and the staff and the projects. I think it's a lot for a couple people to handle.
Well, especially when you're talking about money, it's one of the reasons why most nonprofits have a development director, someone who is out there really looking for the funds for an organization. But that also means that they're, you know, within the nonprofit structure. Are you suggesting that the zoo needs to not only change its management structure, but also change its affiliation as a for-profit entity run by the city?
Well, I think everything's on the table now, or at least it should be. I would like to see some potential ideas of how that structure would work, potentially a private public-private partnership like they did in Seattle at the Woodland Park Zoo. They were a completely municipal zoo within this last decade, and then they transitioned into a public-private partnership with a lot more autonomy from the city, but still working in partnership with the city of Seattle.
But didn't they become actually a nonprofit, and they sort of were able to get city funding?
Right. So they get exactly. Plus, they also get funding from foundations. Bill and Melinda Gates. There are many wealthy people in Seattle that are also donating, and they're donating through a sponsorship program where they can benefit. They get the tax write off. The zoo gets the money. It's a win-win for them, and that's kind of their donor base. That is the base that really helps them to get going, in addition to the money that they get from the city and the state, and potentially some federal grants as well. So we here at the city are looking at only the operating budget of the city for the Honolulu Zoo, and each year allocating about $6 million, $6 to $7 million. And that's just not working. When I took a tour of the zoo, I just noticed how antiquated it was. And I understand how we need to do more with less in government. But with the zoo, we need to make a determination if we want to have a world-class zoo. If we do, then we can't continue this do more with less. We need to do more with more. And we need to find a way to get more. It's either allocating more through the city, which may be slower, going through this route, or allocating a lot more resources to the nonprofit side and getting the Honolulu Zoo Society better organized or even a lot more organized to the point where they have a huge say in it. Like we were just talking
about. Well, they're the engine
about.
And
exactly.
Everything else flows from them, which is very different from what we're seeing now. You're
right.
Really asking for a lot of people to adopt the zoo seriously and create funding mechanisms for it because they love the zoo. Sounds like this is going to be very tough, but even with the accreditation issue, which, you know, may fall off the news cycle in a little while, does that mean, though, that you are going to have a new initiative for you personally with the zoo?
I'm going to be introducing several new initiatives in the coming months that me and my staff are currently working on to really think outside of the box and also look at other models that work in the mainland that have been struggling perhaps in the past, but that are now thriving. And so I can't say exactly what we're going to do, but we have some great ideas that we're really tossing around right now.
Well, we'll look forward to talking to you about some of those ideas as we move into the year. Thanks very much for being here this morning.
Thank you very much.
Council member and attorney Trevor Ozawa represents Council District 4 from Ala Moana to Hawaii Kai. He's the chair of the Executive Matters and Legal Affairs Committee.
It's all happening at the zoo. I do believe it. I do believe it's true. It's a light and tumble journey from the east side to the park.